The Federal Department of Health and Human Services is providing $2.1 million over the next 5 years to allow Erie County Family Court to expand its drug court treatment program. Michael Ranney, the county's mental health commissioner, says it will make more treatment and counseling programs available not just to the addict, but family members, including children.
It could be mental health counseling. It could be assistance in linkages with primary care providers, as well as addiction. There's going to be pieces that may also provide education as well as prevention services for the entire family.
According to the National Association of Drug Court Professionals, 75% of those who complete drug court programs do not reoffend. Family Court Judge Margaret Cesar pointed out how the cases have changed over the years.
Initially, the main drug of choice was alcohol, and it impeded in families, and it continued generation upon generation. Now, in our 16th year, we have 70 families involved, and 95% of those who've come in within the last 4 months have had heroin opioid addiction.
According to the Erie County Health Department, 80 deaths this year are known to be the result of opioid overdoses, while an additional 132 deaths are under suspicion. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.